Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwiees, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Haya Echad, Oyser Kikker Devela. We have here three trees. And one of them, Taka, produces the Kikker Devela, the loaf of pressed figs, weighing 60 Italian mana. But a Shnayim, Einaisen. The other two, they're not producing this year. Oyor, Shnayim Eisen. Two out of the three Taka produced that amount, but Echad Einaisen. One can't quite keep up. Doesn't produce that amount. So the Mishnah ain't harshin lamb. You can't plow for these trees after Pesach el litzarchan, only directly underneath them, and just a little bit outside of underneath the branches for the area of the person standing there in his basket. Now, this din applies achiyu until you're going to have in this beis saw area, and again, the beis saw is about 50 by 50 amos, which is approximately 100 by 100 feet, mishloisha vatish. If you have over here between 3 and 9 trees. That's when we say every single tree over here has to produce that amount. If you have 9 trees, all 9 have to. So really, it's an interesting halacha. The Mefarshim talk about this. If they only had 3 trees, it would be enough to plow the whole beis saw for it, if the 3 trees produced enough. But if you have 9 trees, even though 8 out of the 9 aren't giving me this kicker, develish al shishim mana v'italki, not good enough. There are various different explanations given for this, but Lamaisa, going to many Rishonim, that's the way it is, and that's the halach. Maybe at the end of the Mishnah we'll explain a little bit. Zakta the Mishnah Vayta Hoy, if you have in an area of the Beisah Asara, 10 trees, or Me'asara Lamaila, 10 and on, 11, 12, and so on, then we say, Bein Oisin, whether they produce this kicker Devela Shal Shishimana, Bein She'enen Oisin, or whether they're not going to produce this loaf of pressed figs, weighing 60 Italian mana. The din is, Charshin, you can plow, Kol Beisa, the entire area of a Beisa, Bishvilan, because of these trees, until Shavuos. You see, explains about Tenura, once you have 10 or more trees, it's looked at as a tree field, not a grain field, and everything in the Beisa becomes part of the tree field, and therefore you have until Shavuos. And again, when we say until Shavuos, we mean the Shavuos before Shemitah, that you can still plow over there. Now, what's pshataka that I would have to stop before Shemitah? The Torah says, during the 7th year, you can't work on the field. So the 7th year starts Rosh Hashanah. How do we know there's an inyan of Tosfos Shviyos that you have to stop before? The Mishnah explains. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Becharish uvakatzir tishbais. Let's listen to the whole Pasuk. This is in Parshas Kisiso, Kapitol Amidalit, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Sheshes yamim tavayd uveyayim hashvi tishbais. Clearly, that's talking about Shabbos. For 6 days you shall work, on the 7th day you shall rest. And the pasuk concludes, Bechadish uvekatzir tishbais. Shall rest from plowing and from cutting. Now, this pasuk is talking about Shabbos. At least the beginning of the pasuk is clearly talking about Shabbos. It says sheshes yamim, 6 days, not 6 years. It's not talking about Shemitah. 6 days tavayd uveyayim hashvi on day number 7 uveyayim hashvi Shabbos kodesh tishbais. What about the end of the pasuk? Becharish uvekatzir tishbais. I would think it's also talking about Shabbos, but we know that already. You can't do any malacha on Shabbos, and that includes plowing and cutting. Those are two of the lamates malachas. What does the Torah have to mention over here? So therefore, at least, according to this shita, we understand that the words becharish uvekatzir tishbais is not talking about the Shabbos of the Zman, which is Shabbos Kodesh, every 7th day, but it's talking about the Shabbos of the Earth, which is every 7th year. This Pasuk is telling me something about not as it is related to Shemitah, but it can't be during the Shemitah year. Ein tzarech loimer, chodesh v'katzir shel shviyos. There's no need for this Pasuk to teach me that plowing and cutting are usher during the actual year of Shemitah. Torah says so beferish. Ella rather, this pasuk is teaching me a new din in regard to Shemitah. That not just Shemitah, but Chodesh Shel Erev Shviyos, when you're plowing before Shemitah, but you're plowing now to benefit the produce of the 7th year, whatever had to be done for the 6th year was done already. Ela rather, Chodesh Shel Erev Shviyos, the plowing on Erev Shviyos, meaning during the 6th year, Shu Nichnes B'Shviyos, that's going to benefit the payrus of Shemitah, or for that matter, v'katzir shel shviyos, shu yoytzel mitzoy shviyos. Let's say, things grew on my field on Shemitah. How did that happen? You weren't supposed to plant. Either somebody was over and he did plant, or things grew on their own. That could happen. Seeds fall on the ground. That is also even after Shemitah. That's what it means. V'katzer shel shviyas, cutting the seventh year's tvuah that grew on Shemitah, shu yoytzel mitzoy shviyas, even though now it's already after Shemitah, you can't use that. You can't cut it. Of course, during Shemitah it's also, but even after Shemitah it's also. So we see from here there's something called Taisvah Shviyas. It's not just on Shemitah that it's also, but we have to stop working on the field even before the actual Shemitah. How long before? So we said Minatayra 30 days, just reminding you. The Chacham added more. They said on a grain field you have to stop the Pesach before. But on a tree field, you only have to stop the Shavuos before. But not everyone holds that shot in the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel says, this Pasuk is not talking about Shemitah. This Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. The whole Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Sheishas yamim tabet of a yom ha-shvi tishbois b'chadosh of a katzer tishbois. This whole Pasuk from beginning to end is talking about Shabbos, even the end of the Pasuk. So I don't understand, Rabbi Shmuel. Why would the Pasuk have to repeat just these two of the Lamates Malachas? We know that already. You can't do any Malach on Shabbos, including Chayrish and Kaitzer. Zakt Rabbi Shmuel, you know what B'chadosh of a katzer tishbois teaches us? It teaches us that sometimes you are allowed to cut the tua on Shabbos. On Shabbos? When? Let's see our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, we learn from this pasuk mecharish. Just like when it comes to plowing, the Torah asked, Rishos, it's only when you're plowing, because you want to plow. But it's not referring to a mitzvah plowing, because we don't find a plowing that's a mitzvah. Af katzir, the same is true for the iser that the Torah said to katvu on Shabbos, Rishos. It's only when you're doing it for yourself, to cut the tua. But not if it's a mitzvah. Which cutting is a mitzvah? Yotze, with exception. Kitzir, the cutting of the barley for the purpose of the carbon. Ha'aymer, that's a mitzvah and it's Daicha Shabbos. The carbon aymer was a carbon that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan. It's a carbon mincha, it's not an animal carbon, it's a carbon of barley. Again, it's brought on the 16th day of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach. The barley was cut the night before. The cutting of the barley for the purpose of the carbon omer is a mitzvah. You have to cut it l'shem the mitzvah. Even if they have plenty of barley that was cut already, you're not makriv it. It has to be cut l'shem carbon. There's no such thing. You have to plow l'shem carbon, but you have to cut l'shem carbon. If it turns out that the 16th day of Nisan is on Shabbos, in other words, the second day of Pesach is on Shabbos, then you cut Friday night. You cut Leil Shabbos Kodesh, as the Torah says. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's what this pasuk teaches us. B'chadosh of a katzer tishbois. Which plowing and cutting is also on Shabbos when both are the same? Meaning to say, when you're cutting for your own benefit. So just like chadosh is always cutting for your own benefit, because we don't find the plowing l'shem mitzvah. Like we explained, you don't have to plow l'shem carbon. So the cutting too is only also when you're cutting for yourself, but if you're cutting l'shem mitzvah, then it's mutter even on Shabbos. So are you telling me that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to work all the way up until Shemitah? And the answer is no. Rabbi Shmuel just says that the din of Taisus Shvias is not learned from this pasuk. This pasuk is teaching us something else. So how do we know you have to stop even before Shemitah? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in Mishnah Dalet. So if I have three fully mature geshmaka, either actual fig trees, where each and every one of those trees produces a kicker, devela, of shishimana b'italki, then the whole besa, even though they're spread over a wide area of a besa, which is about 100 by 100 feet, it's all called a tree field. And that means I have the green light to plow the entire besa up until Shavuos of the year before Shemitah. If one of them, however, can't produce that amount, whether it's an actual fig tree or it's a different kind of a tree, but had this been a fig tree, it would not be able to produce that kind of amount. It's not big enough. Then I don't get this heter for the entire besa. The Mishnah said the same is true if you have between 3 and 9 trees. In other words, if you have even 9 trees in a besa, all 9 are going to have to produce this amount. If one of them falls short, then you don't have the heter to plow throughout the entire besa up until Shavuos. Then you can only plow underneath each tree and a little bit around it. So we explained this interesting halacha, because if you only have three, that's fine, as long as all three produce this amount. However, if you're going to have four, five, six, seven, eight, or nine, all nine have to produce that amount. If you have eight of the nine that produce this amount and one can't, I lose the green light to plant the whole besa. As explained, that's how the Bat Tanur learns, and there are various different explanations for this in the Rishayim. That's only up until nine. What if you have 10? Oh, once you have 10 in an area of a besa, or more than 10, they don't have to produce this amount. Whether they produce this amount or even less, it's called a tree field, and you can plow the entire besa because of these 10 trees. Now, the pasuk says, Parshas Ki Sisa, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Sheshes Yamin Tavoid, Iva Yom Hashvi Tishbois, Becharish Uvakotzir Tishbois. Beginning of the pasuk, clearly talking about Shabbos. Sheshes Yamin Tavoid, 6 days, you're going to work, Iva Yom Hashvi Tishbois. What about the end of the pasuk? So the first Tana, which is actually the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, he says, look, it can't be talking about Shabbos, because what's the Torah telling us? You can't plow and cut on Shabbos. We know that already. We know the Lametes Melachis. So it must be referring to Shemitah. And it can't be referring to the actual year of Shemitah, because that we also know, Beferish, you can't plow and cut during the actual year of Shemitah. So it must be teaching us about Tosfos Shviyos. The pasuk is teaching us you have to stop plowing even before the actual seventh year begins. And what grows during a Shemitah year, let's say somebody was over and planted, or even if it grows on its own, you can't use even after Shemitah. You can't cut it. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the entire pasuk is talking about Shabbos, but the pasuk is teaching us, just like when you can't plow. What does it mean? It means only Rishus, not mitzvah. We know that because there's never a mitzvah to plow. The same is true for cutting. Cutting is only aser when it's Rishus, when it's voluntary, but not when it's a mitzvah to cut. When is there a mitzvah to cut? When we cut the night of the 16th for the Karban Omer that we're going to bring tomorrow on the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, even if that day falls out on Shabbos, that cutting is a mitzvah, and you're allowed to do it even on Leil Shabbos. That's what the Pasuk teaches us according to Rabbi Shmuel, B'charish of a Katzer Tishbais. Only when the Katzer is like the Charish, which is always not a mitzvah, that's when you can't do it. But if it is a mitzvah, then you can cut.